The Caliph told me to do Mishnah. Tesvav. So then someone told me that you only did Yud Gimel last night. So I'm going to do Tesvav. And then, you know, the Caliph should go back tomorrow night. I assume they do. We're skipping a Mishnah. So we're saying, we're doing the Mishnah of Shammai. So the Mishnah says, Shammai Omer Asay Kharos Lakeva, and Mor Ma'at Asay Harbeta, and Rekabu Aschol Ha'adam, the Sever Panam Yachos. Shammai says three things. One is, Asay Kharos Lakeva, make your learning set. Number two is, Emor Ma'at Asay Harbeta, to say a little and do a lot. And number three is, Rekabu Aschol Ha'adam, the Sever Panam Yachos, to greet everyone cheerfully. So I'd like to discuss each one individually and then put the three together. So first of all, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the first one of Asay Kharos Lakeva, says an interesting thing. He brings out an Avos Rabbi Nasan. Says like this: Kalausa Torasa Iker Lacha Feila. Anyone who makes his Torah the Iker and his Mulacha the Tafel, Osa Noso Iker Olam Haba. He is made an Iker, a main person Olam Haba. Aval Haosa Mulacha Iker B'Torasa Feila. But one who makes his Mulacha the Iker of his life and the Torah is only the Feila, Osa Noso Feila Olam Haba. So he is a secondary person Olam Haba. The Zalomar means to say, in Loasa Averos, the Loasa HaTorah Iker, Afilum Yiskel, Yos Lagan Eden, Tafel Yashama. We'll get back to that in a second. So I wanted to just go with the Reinyona and be more at one point, the Lashonas of Iker and Tafel, that one might think that Iker and Tafel is if you learn more Torah than you do Malachos, then your Torah is the Iker. But we know if you, Iker and Tafel is the main Makor for that is by Hilchos Brachos. Look at Hilchos Brachos, the Halacha is that if you have an Iker and Tafel, you do them together, you make the Brach on the Iker, and if half is the Tafel. And it doesn't have to be that the ikr is the majority. If you have a vegetable soup, l'mashal, and you have 15 different vegetables in your soup, and you also have barley, which is mizonos, so the majority is obviously vegetables, and the minority is mizonos, but the ikr of that mixture is mizonos, and you make a mizonos on the soup. The ikr is the most important thing. In Hilchos Brachos, one of the five grains is more ikr than anything else, so that's why the brach will always be mizonos, except for, it's just there to keep things together. But if it's there as a food, the taste, so mizonos is always the ikr. Whatever the most important thing is the ikr. So we can say over here it's the same thing, that anyone who makes his Torah the ikr and his malacha the tefela, has nothing to do with the hours that you spend learning. You have a person that has to work to support his family, has to work the whole day. He has 1 hour to learn a day, 1 hour a night to learn, but he takes that hour to learn very seriously, and his whole day is revolved around that hour, looking forward to the hour. He never misses that hour. And even when he's on vacation, he still gets that hour in. So that person can work the entire day, learn 1 hour, and his Torah is the ikr. And he'll be an ikr in olam haba. If you have a person in yeshiva that's in yeshiva for 10 years, 20 years, it doesn't matter how long it is, and that person could be singing the Spanish a lot of times, and he could be learning a lot, but if he gets more of a geschmack out of finding out what new candies are in the candy machine, or what's going on outside the Beis Medrash, whatever else it is, so that person is making his malacha the ikka and his Torah the tefillah. He could learn a lot of Torah, he could spend a lot of time in yeshiva, but it's not necessarily so that his Torah is his ikka. That's one ha'ara. He says, Chala osa Torah so ikka malacha tefillah, osa osa ikka l'olam hafa, that we should all strive to make our Torah Iker, even if we're in yeshiva, we have to mechazik ourselves to make the Torah the Iker. Certainly the person who's going to spend the hour learning after he's working is someone who took his learning seriously in yeshiva, made the Iker while he was in yeshiva. That's the person who, when he has to go to work, will make the Torah the Iker. It's very difficult. If your Torah is not the Iker when you're in yeshiva and you have a more opportunity to make it the Iker, then it's going to change later on when you start to work. Just thought it was an interesting question he says at the end. He says, I read over it fast, he says, Aval ha'osem malachul Iker v'tarosot tfeila, osen oso tfeila lolam haba. One who makes his malacha the ikra and his Torah the tefillah, so he is secondary in olam haba. Rotz olam, where he teaches it. In lo asa averos, a person who does, he didn't do any averos. Vilo asa haTorah ikra, but he didn't make Torah the main thing. Afilu yizkel lios b'gan Eden, tafel yiyashama. Even if he makes it to Gan Eden, he'll be a tafel there. It's like not even so close to Rabbeinu Yonah that person will make it to olam haba. That's his lashon. He says, one who doesn't do averos, he does no averos, obviously he's doing mitzvos. Vilo asa haTorah ikra, and he doesn't make his Torah ikra, even if he's zochet to get to Gan Eden, I mean, it's not so posh he'll get there, but even if he gets there, he'll be a tuffel there. So it's pretty strong lashon that he's using. One who doesn't make his Torah Iker, again, nothing to do with hours, but one who does not make Torah the importance of his life, no matter how much time he puts into it, so that person may not get the Olam Haba, and even if he gets there, he'll only be secondary. Okay, that's Mikud number one. The next thing is, and more mad by Sarah Bey, that everyone knows that the Rabbeinu Yonah, all the Rishonim bring down, that the Makor for that is from Avraham Avinu. That by Avram it says, he says to the Malachim, V'echa pasta'achem, I'll get you some bread. And then afterwards it says, V'ikachem, V'cholo, V'embaker, and he got much more than he said. And the Rabbeinu Yonah brings another thing, he says, the Rabbi Seinu Zachonam Lebrachal, I'm doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisale. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave a haftacha to Avraham, by the Brisbane Absarim, that he was going to take him out of Mitzrayim and he was going to do Nisim there, So it says, Shelohitiach Elo Bishtei Osios. Hashem only gave Atocha with two letters, Shenemar Don Anochi, right? There's Gamez HaGoi, Don Anochi, I will punish the Goyim. Two letters, Don. Ugolam Be'esim V'Shuva Milos. Some of them are 72, but the correct here says 27 words. Brings a pasuk in Devarim, Oh Hanisa, we say it in the Haggadah, Lachakas Goyim Bikerev Goy, Ba'osos V'Mosim, whatever the pasuk says over there, it talks about the punishments that were about the Mitzrim, that the Atocha was two letters, and he actually played it out, later on we'll discuss it in 27 words. And then the Rav Sadigon, he brings on Rav Sadigon that says, if when Hashem gave a guarantee of two letters, he made so many nisim and nefilot on the way out of Mitzrayim, al ha-geula ha-asidu lovel, in the future geula, that so many pages and so many svarim and haftachos are written by Yirmiyahu and Yeshayahu and all the Nevi'im and Yechezkel and Treyasar, so achas kamavakamah, how many nisim we're going to see. The haftachah that got in Mitzrayim was two letters, and we saw unbelievable nisim, so imagine we have all these Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Nevi'im, all about the haftachah, what's the Nevi, lots of levels, so imagine what's really going to take place then. And then the last part of the Mishnah is having makabel askaladam v'sever panim yachos. So it's interesting, the Rabbeinu Yonah uses it as a general thing. He says, shiyara lohem panim yachos shal simcha, that you should show people a face of simcha. The Rambam doesn't talk about necessarily, the Rabbeinu Yonah sounds like you should be smiling, you should be a smiley person, you should show a face of simcha. But the Rambam just says, hushayisa v'itenim habrios benachas. Sounds like nothing to do with your actual faith, with your smile. You should be pleasant with people. You should have a pleasant exchange when you're talking to people. And the Bar Tanura, when he discusses that part of the Mishnah, he says, "Hamakavu askol ha'adam is kshe'atam machnes orchem lebeisla v'sitem lahem upanecha kvushos b'karka." When you invite, when you do achnas orchem and you bring them into your house, he chooses that mitzvah. When you bring people into your house, achnas orchem, you shouldn't give them food and have your face in the ground. You should show them a nice face and give them food. So if you just put all three together, so one mahalach would be if you go with the Bar Tanura, it could be this is why he's discussing that for the mitzvah of Nasa Sorachim. Clearly the middle part of the Mishnah, and more about Aseh, which everyone agrees with the Makoros from Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu was being Oseik in Nasa Sorachim also. So according to the Bar Tanura that he's learning from the Kabbalah, Spalam Aseh Panam Yachos, he's also addressing Nasa Sorachim. He says, when you do Nasa Sorachim, you should Aseh Panam Yachos. So you have the last two Nasa Sorachim. So you have to fit in a Sefer HaSal Keva with Atul Achnas Sorachim. To go with that Mahalach, I would just say that the Mishnah wants to preface it that Achnas Sorachim and Och HaSadim are very nice and they're very important, and the Mishnah wants to discuss how you should do them, but a Sefer HaSal Keva. The first thing is that you should have your learning set, and your Chesed should come in around your learning, not that your Chesed should override your learning. Now a Sefer HaSal Keva, when you have your Torah set, then you work on the Chesed, and more than that, I say Arbeid by do Achnas Sorachim, and then when you do Achnas Sorachim, you should do it in a happy way. Could be that would be the Pshat Lafi the Bar Tanura. A friend of mine once told me a different shot in the Mishnah. I definitely saw it quoted, I think it was between the Major Shmuel. But he wanted to say that it's by Limud HaTorah. The Mishnah starts off, it says, Hasei Toras Lakeva, your learning should be set. And more Matve Aser Abei, we could discuss it in terms of learning Torah also. That person should set goals. He shouldn't announce, I'm going to finish 17 Masechtas this year. He should say, I'm going to try to do my best, I'll try to do Masechta, whatever. And inside, he could really try to accomplish much more than he says. As we know, the Bali Musa tell us that when we set high goals for ourselves and we speak it out, it's much more likely that we won't actually fulfill those goals than if we have the goals inside us. For some reason, that's the nature of Hashem's world, that when we speak out a goal, it makes it harder to accomplish. We have a goal inside of us and we keep it to ourselves, so I guess it's a burning desire inside that we're able to accomplish much more. Once it's spoken out, it becomes more distance from us and harder to reach. So we can say in terms of learning, I say to Rasa Kevin, make your learning set. And more Ma'at, I say Harbeg, that you should speak a little and do a lot, that you should have the goals inside and be striving for the goals. And the last part we wanted to say is that, let's say you have the goals, you have to finish your blah for the day, and you have 5 minutes left to say to you, and someone wants to go over to ask you a question, so instead of saying, no, while you're learning, so the Makabalah is called on the same upon him, you should still make the time for the other guy to show him a nice face and to answer his questions. I think the measure is most of it. So I remember when I learned Sanhedrin, I saw an interesting Yad Rama, which relates to this. I thought it was exactly this. It's not exactly this, but we can say the same thing. This Gemara Sanhedrin, in the 7th parak, and the Asamach Aleph says, Rav Hamnuna irchasu lei turi, hoga bei rava, rama lei maslisin adadi. So Rav Hamnuna lost his shor, his shvarim. So he went to look for his animals. So hoga bei rava, so he bumped into rava. Ramalei Maslisin. So Rabba asked him a stira mishnayis. The Gemara goes through the stira mishnayis. It's not important what it is. And he gave him an answer to the stira. So the Yad Rama's bother, who cares that he lost the sheep? Just tell me. You know, a lot of times in the Gemara, they have a steer in Mishnah, if someone answers it. Who cares that he lost the sheep? He was going to look for his sheep, and that's when he met him, and he asked this question. Says the Yad Rama, Rav Hamuna Irkasu Leituri, V'Oza Lomidok Batsrayu, Hogobe Rava, he's going to Rava, Ramalei Rava Masisan Adodi. So Rava asked him a steer in the Mishnah. Says the Yad Rama, L'Hokhi Ashminan Irkasu Leituri. For the following reason, it tells us that he lost his shvarim. Lo'ametlo kamahaya zohir v'mitzvos v'ohe v'satorah. To show us how careful he was with mitzvos and how much he loved the Torah. Sha'afilu b'shoa shaya bohul al mamono. Even at a time when he was concerned about his money, v'rodev levakesh eshorov, and he was running after to find he was losing $10,000 worth of animals over here. He's going to find his stolen car. Amar lanos esrava al shelaso. He still took the time out from his running after his money that it was being lost to answer Rava's question. When I remembered about this and I looked back at it, I thought that he said, and I'll suggest this, that you could say differently. He focuses on the point that to teach us how important it was, Torah mitzvot, that even though he was running after his money that it was going to be lost, he still took the time to answer a question in Torah. We could say the same shot that we're saying in the Mishnah now also, that even though he was losing his money and he had a lot at risk, and most people in that situation would just push someone off and say, I can't answer right now, call me tonight. Still, he was able to greet him and discuss it logically. He was able to mekabel, call him, b'seir panim yafos, to treat him like a human being, even though he had money at risk. So certainly, right? So same thing with the learning of the base medrash, and it's Torah or it's money, it's the same idea, that when you're in a rush to find your money, or you're in a rush to finish something in learning, if someone wants to speak to you, to still greet him properly and to address his concern, that could be the hemshech of the Mishnayos. The only thing that I've said a lot of times that at the end of the mission of the Bar Tanura says an interesting thing. He lines up the three things of the Mishnah with the three. It says like this: Shalosh Asharos Hiskir Shammai, three warnings Shammai gave us. Kineged Shalosh Malos Hiskir Yirmiyah, Chacham Gibor VaAsher. Says Kineged the three things that Yirmiyah talked about, being a Chacham, Gibor, and Asher. And he goes through what the connection between them is. It says Kineged Chacham Amar Asay Taras Lakeva. Kineged Chacham, he says, make your Torah set. Kineged Ashir Amar and Mormat Vasei Harvei. And Kineged Gibor Amar Avim Mekabel As Kol Hodo Vasevi Panim Yachos. She Yichlo She Yitzro V'Yilachem Kineged Libo Hara. V'Shaninu Eizu Gibor Akovi She Yitzro. So the Bar Tanur wants to line up the three parts of our Mishnah with the three character traits of Chacham, Gibor, and Ashir. So the first one is Chacham, is Asei Torah Sakeva. So that's obvious. A person who makes his Torah a Kvias, right? We'll see the different interpretations. So he can become a Chacham. And the last one he explains for us, he says, Kineged Gibor is Mekabel of Kohadam B'Sevei Panim Yachos. So he says it out that Gibor, like the Mishnah says later on, that Ezo Gibor HaKovish is the one who conquers Yetzer. So one who is able to be Mekabel of Kohadam B'Sevei Panim Yachos, even if you're not so fond of that person, but you're able to conquer your Yetzer, to be able to show him a pleasant face, so that's a Gibor because you're being Kovish as Yitzro. But the middle case he doesn't explain, he just says, Kineged Asher, he said, and more Matva Aser Abay. So the first shot, what people want to say is, it's talking about business. That if you keep your mouth quiet, you're doing business, and you just work hard, so you'll become an usher, you'll become wealthy. Pashas, that's not what he means. So, you could say, just like he says in the last part of the Mishnah, that Gibor is referring to the Mishnah, Ezo Gibor, Kovish, Yisro. We could say over here also, the Mishnah says later on, Ezo Asher, Asamel, Bechalko. That maybe Emor Mata, Aseyadei, is the person who Asamel, Bechalko. So we could say, Pshat, that, like we were saying before, that when a person speaks out his goals in anything, in Torah, in Midos, and whatever it is, the person speaks them out, it's much harder to accomplish them. And when a person does not accomplish his goals, it makes him sad, it makes him depressed. The person who's able to accomplish what he wants, that makes him a sameh b'chalko, he's happy with that he's able to accomplish. So if a person's emor mad v'aseh arvei, whether it's in Torah or other things, he speaks out a little, but he accomplishes a lot, so that makes him a happier person. He's able to fulfill his goals, that can make him a happier person. As opposed to fakir, if he speaks out great goals and he can't accomplish that, makes him depressed. So I want to suggest an answer to a question that Sisei Chacham asked in Bereishis based on this. The Chumash says that when the Nachash asked Chava, you're allowed to eat from the trees in Gan Eden. She said, we're not allowed to eat from them, we're not allowed to touch them. Right? We learn up in there called Mosav Goreya. So the Gemara says that the Nachash pushed her against the tree. What? That if you add, you're really taking away. And the person says, I'm going to come, I light candles for Shabbos 10 minutes early every week. So if you try to add too much, you'll end up losing it all. Don't add too much. That's one of the makoros in the Gemara for that. So the Gemara says that the Nachash tricked Chava, she pushed Chava against a tree, And she said, you see, you touched the tree and you didn't die. Because Chava said, we can't touch it, we can't eat it, we can't touch it, or we'll die. So the Nachash pushed Chava against the tree and said, you see, you didn't die by touching it, you're not going to die by eating it either. So Fregus, he said, Chachamim, Gevaldik Akasha, says, well, was she silly? She knew that she was the one that added on the second command. She knows that Hashem said, don't eat from the tree. And she said to the Nachash, Hashem said, don't eat it and don't touch it. So the Nachash pushed against the tree. Now the Nachash said, oh, you see, you touched it, you didn't die. When you eat it, you won't die either. But didn't she know that she was the one that added on, that we're not allowed to touch it? Didn't she realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who said, you can't eat it? And she knows that she added on touching. So just because she didn't die by touching it, there's no raya that she won't die by eating it. That was what Hashem said. So he gives one a different terrace. I wanted to suggest, based on this, you can say the same idea, that the fact that she added on, she was emor harvei, the asa me'at, that she added on a lot, but most of Goria, she added on a lot, she wasn't able to accomplish it, so she got depressed. I mean, once you speak something out, and it becomes a real thing that you need to accomplish it, otherwise you get let down. So she got let down. It affected her so much that she, a little bit lost, got confused, and she was convinced by the Nachash to actually go eat it.
We're up to Pirkei Avos, Perek Rishon, and we're up to Mishnah Yudalet. And Mishnah Yudalet is as follows, that Hillel said, Hu Ayomer, Hillel used to say, Im Ein Ani Li, if I'm not to myself, Mi Li. If I'm not to myself, who's going to be to me? Shirila atzmi. But if I'm only to myself, ma'ani, what am I worth? V'mloy achshav emasai. And if not now, then when? The Chavetz Chaim used to say, he's right, it's in Shmiras HaLashon. The Chavetz Chaim says that if you see a man, and he doesn't seem to be working hard, he seems that he's relaxing. So he says that three possibilities, why this man, how does he earn a parnasa? He seems he's always chilled out. The yeshiva holds a dirty word in yeshiva. I shouldn't use that word, which it is. But he's relaxed. Not a shayna word for Ben Torah. Should never do that. But you see a person who's not working hard. So you wonder, how does he make a parnasa? There are three possibilities, the Chavetz Chaim says. Possibility one is he's an owner of a factory or something. So people are working for him. So he's relaxed. And the people, don't worry, he has big businesses making him millions of dollars, his stocks are making it, there are people working for him. That's possibility one. Possibility two is he works a couple of hours a day. He has his odd business, he's in a good business, you'll do a couple hours, and you're picking the hours when he, Pasha doesn't have to work. Possibility three is that it's not the Yom Mashuk, that he works in certain seasons in taxes. So April's his big time. The rest of the year, he has certain seasons. He's a seasonal job. So you pick the time. That's not the time of his job. Chavetz Chaim says, this Mishnah tells you that when it comes to Avodas Ruchnias, none of these three possibilities exist. A person that has to work in order to acquire at all times, there's none of these three possibilities. The Mishnah starts, Im Ein Ani Li Mi Li. If I'm not to myself, who's to me? Mi Li. Who is to him? The Haini has no workers. There's no factories, no companies making big money for him. If he's not producing the big money, it may not be immediately. There's no factories, no such thing. Next, Shanila Atzmi Mani. And if I'm to myself, what am I? The Haini of Chavetz Chaim says, if he's taking his time, it can't work only a couple of hours a day. Shanila Atzmi, if I take my own time to myself, Mani, what will I be already? He needs to work at all times. Elamai, maybe he'll work very hard only seasonally. Always right now is this man Ashuk. He never could say this man Ashuk was, it will be. This man Ashuk is always right now. The time of the business is always right now. Now is the time to do. This is the Chavetz Chaim's pshat in this Mishnah. There's a lot to talk about in this Mishnah. I felt this Mishnah is a very spoken about Mishnah. Doesn't mean we shouldn't add more, but for right now I would like to discuss one point on the next Mishnah. It says, Shama Yoyma Asei Tarasa Keva. Make your learning keva, by sailor spoke in detail the word keva means. And mar ma'at, say a little vase harbe. Shbelin Ed, I would like to speak about in the coming nights. We'll speak about Mishnah Yadalit and that in the coming nights. But I want to speak about tonight is the last words. Vavi Mekabalas kolad the sefer panim yafis. And the Me'iri asks, what is the word sefer? Greet everybody with panim yafis, with a nice face. Greet everybody with a smile. What does the word sefer mean? And there's an unbelievable Me'iri, which is a very important, very, very important, Avigdor Miller stressed this a lot, a very important lesson to us all. What is the word sefer panim yafis? Should say, the Me'iri asks right here, should say, greet everybody with panim yafis with a nice face. What does sefer mean? And the Me'iri says, even if you don't mean it, if you don't feel so happy, greet somebody with a smile anyway. Panamyav's besaver with, he thinks Svara Panamyafis. It appears like Yitaka all excited to see him, even if their feelings aren't there. Now, people always say to themselves, but it's faking, I'd rather be real. So you greet the person with a frown. If you want to be real, we want to be real. The goal is to get real. The goal is that you mean it. Later on in Avos, it says later on in Avos, having a Kabbalist call Adam B'Simcha. Later on in Avos, it says B'Simcha, that's the goal. The goal is, it's very internal. You greet everybody with joy. You tack up the feeling. The way towards the goal is Mekabalus. Towards the goal is Mekabalus call out and besave their Panim Yafes with the thought, presenting the thought to him that it's a Panim Yafes, that your face is shining to see him. What will end up happening is you'll be Mekabalus call out and besimcha. All of a sudden, people want to get very honest. All of a sudden, the Yetzer says comes with a longer bird. He says, don't smile, you faker, you faker, you're faking, be a faker. Fake well, give him a good smile. Fake long and hard enough, and I want to tell you a little thing that's going to happen. You'll start meaning it. Be very joyous when you see him. The beginning, first put on a good show, but save your Panim Yafes. Let it be a svara, let him think, let there be the thought that it's a Panim Yafes. Rabbi Yigdal Miller stresses a lot, very, very much stresses this. Yeah, the thought, I'm sorry? Svara, that it's a thought. The thought to him is that it's a Panim Yafes. The Mimi says. Rabbi Yigdal Miller stresses a lot. He holds a terrible Yetzirah, this thing, but I want to be real. This thought that a person comes to a person, I want to be real, is a terrible Yetzirah. We'll speak now a little bit. You could really speak for a full night on that, but not to keep the shiur moving. Let me speak for a minute on Emor Ma'atav Asei Harbi. Say a little and do a lot. We learn in the Torah the difference in a tzaddik and a rasha. By Ephraim Achiti, who's a Russia, he says, take the field for free. Nah, Avram Avinu between friends, take the Morris and Machbel for free. At the end he says, he charged an exorbitant fee, a tremendous fee. At the end he ends up charging a terrible fee. What's a Russia? A Russia says a lot and does a little. That's the nature of a Russia. He says a lot, he gets, what's the deal? And he ends up charging a ton. He says a lot, does a little. Avram Avinu tells Malachim, come with me, ve'echa pas lechem. You'll eat a little bread, come to my house. Avram Avinu says to Malachim, we'll eat a little bread. He feeds him azasu, the tongue and meat, and zachem, pashat azasu, the kesuda shloim v'shaitim. He feeds him azasu, and the Gemara learns from Avram Avinu, tzaddik mad opposite. They say a little, they only say a little what they're going to do, and they end up doing a lot more. But I once saw, I'm pretty sure, I don't want to say, I think I saw this in the Michtam Eliyahu. I don't remember for sure where I saw this. But I like the love that's behind it. What's the pshat? That Rishon, what is it about a Rosh that he says a lot and does a little? And a tzaddik says a little and does a lot. Doesn't seem to be anything wrong with saying a lot. Now do a lot. What's wrong with the saying, what is it about a Rosh? He says a lot and does a little. And I once saw, I think it was the Michtam Eliyahu, but I'm not positive. That I once saw somewhere, it's not my own, that the saying, it's not stamshat, the Rosh does two things wrong. One, he talks too much, he says a lot. And another problem the Rosh has is he does a little. It's not the pshat. The emor harbi, the saying a lot, is what's goyim him to do a little. Because he's feeling his yitz already. There are people who talk and talk about all their plans. They hold their yitz, they walk away with such warm feelings. The guy's dashing, and I'm going to do, and I'm going to do, and I'm going to... Ephraim said, I'm such a tzaddik. Then he could do a little mamele, he's yaitzis already. You heard what I said? You heard what I... He walked out of that room, he had his first initial meeting with Avram Avinu. And he was dashing at how much he was going to do for Avram Avinu. He walked away with the warm hearts. The warm heart, feeling, what a guy. Patting himself on the back, what a guy. Mamele, it's asay, he only does a little, he's doch yaitzis already. The tzaddik is careful. I don't want to say to you, I didn't do anything yet. I didn't start yet. A little. Come in, we'll eat. Then it's time to do. He realized I wasn't yaitza yet. I wasn't yaitza to actualize it. I'm not yaitza what I said. I didn't do anything yet. See, he's not Yotze, a person of action. He doesn't suffice. He doesn't feel Yotze. He doesn't feel like he's already accomplished by talking up a good ball game. He's not accomplished until he does the Asiya. So it's not two problems with the Rasha and the Tzaddik is two milos. The Tzaddik, you know why he's Yotze Harbe? Because he's Emer Mari. He says a little only. Okay, a little, say a little. He doesn't want to say too much. He doesn't want to feel that warm feeling too soon. After he does Gevaldik, he should feel good and satisfied. He doesn't want to fill himself up too fast. And the Rasha, you want to know the secret why many times he's Yotze Ma'at. Because he talks and talks and talks, and he walks away a warm feeling, and he feels he's Yotze Zayin already. It's a very crucial, the love describes, it's a crucial Nakuda. Say a little, don't over-talk what you plan on doing. Do. People have plans. You know, a chaver of mine always arguing, he's always telling me his plans. A chaver, a very chush person. Somebody I look up to a lot, I feel. I always yell at him. He knows I always yell at him. I tell him in a strong way. I always tell him, stop telling me your plans. Tell me what you do. And he's a chush person. It's good to plan. It's a good thing. He's a chaver, he's a noy lad. Sometimes in all the plans, you forget sometimes to do. In all the plans, like you forget them to do. Do, get busy. Let's go, produce, be productive. It's a very, very important midah to attain. Mishnah, Yudalit, it says, a little backwards, it says, Hu ayomer, im ein ani li mili, if I'm not to myself, who is to me? Kshini la'atzmi mani, even when I'm to myself, well, the pshat in this, when I am to myself, mani, this theory, Rabbi say, is this contradiction. If ain ani li mili, if I'm not one of shopping, if I'm not to myself, who's going to be to me? But if I'm only to myself, money, what's going to be? This stira is one of the is so every bacher here shakes his head at this stira. Any ben aliyah, this is like life stira. I want to tell you, in life, you're always struggling between your own personal growth and helping others. It may not nearly merely. I push it. I have to learn. I have to chaparayin. But if I'm only tracking about myself, so if I'm only tracking myself money, what will I be? Shani lati money. LMI only worry about others. Shani lati money, only worry about others. It may be limili. It's tracking begging yourself also. This dual thing, it happens with families. You'll see when you're bacher, you have it. When you're married, Bezer Hashem, you have mishpacha, you die for mishpacha. And if I should die for mishpacha. But I'm ain't any lamili. I also have to chapra my own time. How does he divide a curl younger man? He has his own time, but he has to share time with his family. He has to. This thing, the aside of this thing, Rabbi Isai, is balance. This is really the aside. The truth this Mishnah said concerning this point is true in a lot of life. It's true in a lot of life. We speak about many times not worrying about the future. We speak about the Tachan. Then there's another Mishnah. It says, Ezo Chachma Raya Sanoilat. Somebody sees the future. It's a stira. You could find almost in every midah. The Rambam calls it the Shvil Azav, the golden means, the Rambam calls it. The answer to all these things in all midahs is balance. A person has to be a balanced person. A balanced person. This is the ultimate goal of every Ben Aliyah. The Rambam writes this in Hilchos Deis. It's called the Shvil Azav. The golden means where the person has balance. That's Mamish this Mishnah. Imein ani limili. Balance. That's the ultimate goal of every Ben Aliyah. That he has, and to have balance, if I say, it takes being willing to adjust. Being a person, a calm person, not getting overwhelmed with the steer. A steer can keep a guy up at night and make a guy miss. Don't get overwhelmed with the steer. There is a steer, you're right. There's an inherent fight over here. There's the fight of Imein Ani Li Mili. Chaparayin, Chayecha Koidman. B'kshani lots of money. If I won't be for myself, I won't be other. There is that steer. It's true. It's not to melt from the steer. It's not to get overwhelmed from the steer. It's to work yourself out. In life, it comes from experience. To constantly make sure you constantly, you know, checks and balances. I could always check myself, making sure you're not overdoing one thing. Balance. I'll give a dogma of this issue of balance. It bothered me a lot. There was a mice in Eretz Yisrael. I don't want to be myrich about it. It's too much mechil Hashem. But Kedai, at least maybe some good will come out of the mice that we learned something. There was a mice in Eretz Yisrael where Yidden were involved with Kvaris, and Rav Yashar gave a certain psak about a caravan that was mutter to build a Harley. I don't know details. And these Yidden started throwing stones at Rav Yashar, Chmanu Litzlan. They had a call back from the mayor. They called, they came running into the mayor at 12 at night, and they announced they called 100 bachim. 100 guys ran out of the mayor at 12 at night, and they went to protect the yashiv from these people who were throwing rocks at him. Revolva got up in front of the mayor that week, and he said, I heard it in my own ears, he said that those people who threw rocks at the yashiv, ein lem chelek boilem aboyim la yaseh tshuva. Revolva's known, it's medayik in every letter he says. It's very powerful to hear Revolva say that. He said, they don't do tshuva. And it bothered me. It bothered me. How could Yidden will be Maisin Nefesh, a Kvaris, a Chashva Inyan. How can he make such a terrible, terrible mistake? They could lose their Mabba. How can they make such a mistake? And I think a lot lies in this point of balance. That to them, there was one mitzvah Kvaris. And they were focused this mitzvah, and they made it their life's work, and they should make it their life's work. They should. But that's the fact of 613, they're opposing things over here. One can't get overwhelmed with one thing focused. There's a big picture here. You have to have balance. You have to balance a few. You have to weigh in your mind. The human being has to have the ability to few things on his mind. Not like the animals, they put on the animal these, what do they call, blinders. They can't see anything else. What's that balance? See all the sides. All the tzadim. And they gave their lives to Kvura. And they, anything that was in the way, full force it. If I said, stop one second, look at the full Torah, the full picture, balance. The other sides, the other mitzvahs, the other... What happens is a lack of balance. And when there's a lack of balance, only one thing. I believe this is the pshat, I say over often, Avraham Avinu, the test of the Akedah. Avraham Avinu was the Amud HaChesed. What was the test of the Akedah? If there's balance. If Avraham Avinu still does, he's chesed, he represents chesed, says he can't see a larger picture, he can't see the 613 mitzvahs. There's a big picture. He represents chesed. Could he then see the full picture? And does he have that chesed balance with Gvura? Chesed with a perfect balance is emes, is truth. Does he have balance? Does he have a full picture? Does he see, we've got Dover Bifuchu, does he see the thing and it's opposite? He sees the, and that was Dakeda. Avraham Avinu was able, this chesed. Now there comes a time and Hashem says, Shef your son, I do the other side. There's a big picture. There's two sides. That was the test of Dakeda. There's more, there's a long shmooze. This Nakuda balance, being able to see the whole picture. Rav Yisrael says, that there are people who run to kiss the Sefer Torah. And on the way to the kiss the Sefer Torah, the Israelis to say they knock over four people. They run to kiss the Sefer Torah. He knocks over four people. He bumps into four Hail Yidden on the way. It's also seeing a larger picture. The guy suppose he wants to kiss the Sefer Torah. Maybe it's better kiss your fellow Jew and don't kiss the Sefer Torah instead of knocking over your fellow Jew and kissing the Sefer Torah. You knocked over four Levitic Sefer Torahs to kiss one Sefer Torah. Maybe it's not the best thing, but that's balance always. Seeing a little more, being not, you know, sometimes tunnel vision is not so sized, it's better to see a big picture. And that's this Mishnah. This Mishnah is about telling the person who gets lost in himself, and maybe even a Ruchnius to a sense. It's saying, Shani La'atzmi Mani, that person, if you're only to yourself and you're not seeing others, what are you? And it's telling the person who perhaps is lost in seeing others, and not working on himself, is not focused on his growth, is not looking a little inside, a little internally. The Mishnah says to him also, Imein ani li mili. And the perfect person is able to hear both sides of the coin. Imein ani li mili, process that. And Shani La'atzmi Mani, and in life he tries to always keep a balance, keep both things in mind. It's difficult. It's easier said. I'm talking. I'm almost mirroring the Rishonim Chas V'Shalom. Of Emor Harbe, it's easier said. It's a very difficult point, despite that it comes out. Okay, I hear. It's hard to do. The eights I want to give them. The eights is to stay calm. The eights stay calm, and the eights is to make a cheshbon nefesh. Always keep in mind all sides, making sure that you're constantly making cheshbonis. Am I keeping the balance? Cheshbon nefesh. The person just lives hefker, doesn't make cheshbonis. He'll talk again. He'll get into one thing. It's not keeping the balance. The person who keeps a cheshbon nefesh, who takes steps back, always making sure. You know, he's keeping all things in his mind. He's not just catching a kiss in the Sefer Torah. He keeps all things in mind. All Tayag, all the Torah. He's keeping a broad vision. He's making sure he's keeping everything. That person who keeps a Yishuv Hadas, who keeps an eye on the full picture, that person is able to have his balance. I'll end with Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat. Rabbeinu Yonah says, pshat in this Mishnah, in Ein Ani Li Mili, Kshani La'atzmi Mani, is, if I'm not to myself, who is to me? Shanil asks me, even when I am to myself, Mani, what am I? Even when I am to myself, what am I? Meaning, even when he says that if you have a field that's very difficult to plant, when you put a lot of work in, it still doesn't grow very much. See, he says such a field, if you leave it not, if you don't put any work, certainly it's not going to grow. It's a sacred person. Even when we work on ourselves, it's limited what we can accomplish. So, what would be if we don't do anything? Even when we work on ourselves, Abai Savada, there's what we could do. Shanila asks me money, even when I work myself, Mani Yaina says, there's limited we could do. Certainly, if Ainani Limili, certainly don't do anything, it's not going to be good. It's imperative, it's a little scary, a strong musser. It's imperative to work on ourselves. The last, so that was like, just, Ainani Limili, also, the Kuda Ainani Limili, this will, again, Ainani Limili is also very important. Kuda is people want to be inspired, especially in our generation, we always want to be inspired by others. We say, give me a good vest of schmooze and I'll get riled up and then I'll make it. We always want to be inspired. We want to put our feet up on the desk. It's okay. Give me your best shot. First has to know in life that it may not need me. And Yonah says it's awesome. It may not need me. All the musser, all the thing, it may not need me. I always feel this is a pet. Those that I've been friends with for many years know this is something that I feel strongly about. People come back from Eretz Yisrael. And this line, if you want to get me angry, so do three things, but I'll tell you one thing, if you want a secret, is tell it, when people ask, I go, who did it? You know, like people want to know, like, which Rebbe was it, or who did it? Nobody does it. There's no such thing. It may not need Limili. There's nobody who did it. The answer is, I don't even like it to Baruch Hashem himself. Oh, is this Rebbe you made? Nobody made. You made yourself. Baruch Hashem, the galvan schus like Isaac, Hashem sent somebody at the schus to help you. Nobody did it. Hagan, I saw in the Milchut Melayos, but I don't understand. I don't think we have that today. The Milchut Melayos says, I'll just be honest, this is too tight. I always upset about it until I saw the Melayos appeased me a little, but not a lot. I don't think we have it today. He says there are two types of kiruv. He says the makariv, who it's totally the schus of the modern person, of the person who needed the kiruv, and the makariv didn't have the schusim. But the guy had schus avos, had some schus. Hashem sent him a rebbe who could help him out. But it was the schus of the one who put the effort in, the one who became from her, the one who shtag. It was his schus. The rebbe was sent along. That's one. He says another type of kiruv. He says the possibility. The Milchut Melayos writes this as a possibility that you could have somebody who is such kedusha he can impose his will on people. To Milchut Melayos. He says you can have him the kariv who can, with his chusim, can almost force, take away bechira, to Milchut Melayos. I don't understand that. I don't know if we have such thing today. To me, this mishnah stands true. I'm not arguing with Milchut Melayos. I don't know who it refers to, probably Gedolim of previous generations. What we have today is main anili nili. So please, there's not this line, when you see a bachur she comes after it's who did it? The bachur you're looking at did it. You see somebody shteig, avada, he can say, oh, he can thank his Rebbe in the way, wherever it may be, and say that, I appreciate his tremendous mitzvah nefesh to be mechanech. But if you want to know who did it? The one who shteig did it. The ein ani l'mili. If I'm not to myself, who is to me? The one who gets the credit, and the one is our kol toli be. It's totally the person. And one of the things why does it get me angry? It's okay, so it's just a mistake. What gets me angry is because the implication is it breeds with other people a thing that, listen, okay, I never had the schuss. He had the schuss. He bumped into that person who made him. Yeah, lucky him. Who did it? He was actually bumped in. I never had somebody who did it. Sheker v'chazov. Who did it? The person I called Tolly B. If I'm not to myself, nobody's to me. Nobody. You decide on your own. The decision, it's Ratzin. He decided to will. Who helps him in the Rebbeinu? It doesn't mean there's Megadlin's will. I'm not taking away. Rebbe's a good Zach. I recommend it to go into Chirin. You can accomplish, you can teach. It's Gewaldig. Chas v'sholom, Megadlin's chus al Yezakai. Hashem sends chusim through pure people. So Vada, it's very good that you, the conduit, through Bracha came to the person. But the person gets the credit. Main anili mili. The credit goes to the person. The one who did it, he shteigt. He had a Rebbe. Who was, if you want to ask the question properly, you say, who did it? You did it. You, Shtai, did it. By the way, who assisted you when you decided to do it? Who was the one you used to teach you the Torah? When you decided to Shtai. But the decision's internal. It's all a kol toli bi. I believe this very, very strongly. It's a picky point. I believe this very strongly. I believe it makes a difference. And it's important for Bachem to know this. that it's the decision to steig is you, me, him, each one for ourselves. It's gewaltig, and Hashem sends us tremendous, we said Hashem sends tremendous ruchnis through our lives. And when we make decisions, Hashem, it's amazing. I look at my own life, the people Hashem sent me, and when you make decisions, and when you want it, when you have the ruts, and I'm not going to tell you tremendous, it's my rebbeim. And I say that certainly Hashem, the Rav Chazda, sends us rebbeim, and sends us chaveir, and sends us tamid, and sends us all sorts of people who inspire us. Baruch Hashem. But the final decisions, the first decision, the last decision, the important decision is a main ani li'li, is internal, is when the person himself makes a decision.
Okay, I want to go on to the next Mishnah, Mishnah Yudzayin. Shimon ben Omer, kol yomai godalti ben hachachomim, lo matzosi laguf tov mishtiko, v'lo hamidrashu ha'ikar, ela ha'maisa, v'cho ha'mar v'dvar nevi chayt. So Shimon, the son of Rav Gamliel, says that all the days I grew up amongst the hachachomim, and I didn't find anything good for the guf like silence. And lo hamidrashu ha'ikar, not that the drush or the speaking is the main thing, ela ha'maisa, rather the action. The one who speaks too much brings about sin. So the Rebbein Yonah here, he learns the mission that it's switching off between two things. He starts off and says, "Lo matasi laguf tov mishtiko," refers to not divrei Torah, refers to divrei chulin, where specifically he says that Hannah would never have to tell us if it was talking about dvarim asurim. It's possible that dvarim asurim are asur. We don't need the mission to tell us. The mission is telling us about dibur that's very important. It's for business purposes, or things that we need for our everyday lives. Even in that kind of dibur, we should limit it. It's better to have shtika and do the absolute minimum that is necessary to be done. That's how the Mishnah starts off, according to Rabbi Yonah. V'lo matzasi laguf tov mishtika is in dvarim, important dvarim, but not divrei Torah. Silence is more important. Then he goes on and he changes. V'lo hamidrashu ha'ikar ela ha'maisa, he switches to divrei Torah. And he says that if you're going to give someone a mussar shmuz, so you have to be doing it first. His lashon is Ratzel Omar. You shouldn't be telling other people what to do in terms of mitzvos and you don't do it yourself. Rather, you should do the mitzvos first and then you should teach it to others. It brings a tosefta from Yavamis that says, beautiful are the words that come out of those. If you're practice what you preach, basically, that's how he teaches it. Then in terms of divrei Torah, don't give a mussar shmuz if you don't keep it. So we know that one of the in terms of chinuch, one of the big problems a lot of times parents, I heard Rabbi Kayla speak about this many times, that parents, you know, call a Rebbe and they say, my son's not being matzliach in learning, I want my kid to learn, and the parents get into fights with the kids, they want them to learn. Well, kids are only gonna learn if they see their parents learning. If the parents give chashivas to learning, then the kids are gonna learn. If the parents are just telling the kids you should go learn, and the father comes home from work and reads the paper and does everything else before he learns, so then that's not the chashivas of learning, is not going to get passed on to the kids. That's what the Rebbeinu Yonah is saying, that a person has to be practicing in Maisa before he starts telling his kids what to do. In the final line of the mission, it says, which could also be either going on Dvarim de'alma, or it could be going on Divrei Torah. So interesting enough, Rebbeinu Yonah says it's going on Divrei Torah. Rebbeinu Yonah says, since the first line of the Mishnah was talking about Dvarim Ba'alma, the second line of the Mishnah was talking about Divrei Torah, the fact that this line is after the line before it, which is talking about Divrei Torah, it's a continuation of Divrei Torah. The Pshat is called Ma'arvei Dvarim Ve'Yichayt means that in terms of Pasuk Yashayla, that you shouldn't talk about it so much. You should think it through and come up with a Pesach, not speak out everything that you're thinking, because that will be maybe Chayt. That's what Rebbeinu Yonah learns. Says if it would have been put, Rebbeinu Yonah says himself, if this line would have been put earlier, he would have learned it on Divrei Rishus. The fact that it was put at the end, after we switched over to Divrei Torah, so he wanted to refer to Divrei Torah. Well, because the person that you're explaining it to, if you're telling all your stud into that person, so he might misunderstand you and come out the wrong psak. You should rather think it through yourself, come out with a clear psak, and then explain it to you. Right. Well, you want to be positive, so maybe that's okay for you. The Baruch Tanura says over here, he learns a little different, it's not a general thing. It says, V'lo matzasi laguf tov el shtika, says, Misha shomeach per paso v'shosek. He says it's talking about a specific case. One who hears himself being embarrassed and he's quiet. Not just a general thing about shtika, it's someone who hears embarrassment about himself and he's quiet. And the Miller says on this that you can learn pshat in the Mishnah, very, very pashup pshat, a diak in the word guf. It says, "Kol yomai galati ben hachachomim, v'lo matzasi laguf tov mishtika." That if a person gets embarrassed or he gets insulted, he wants to lash back at it. And we know that if you speak up in that situation, It builds up your anger inside you, and that can cause ulcers and other diseases. That's what Miller says. So, if you're able to hold back when you're insulted and not get into a fight, so maybe your anger will calm down and you'll be safe from diseases. That's the pshat. That it's mamish better for your guf to be able to be silent. There's another Mishnah in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel, that discusses shtika, that I saw a very nice pshat. The Mishnah in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, that joking around and kalus rosh brings a person to erva. Masora siyag l'Torah. The masora, that the transition of the Torah is the siyag l'Torah. That's what upholds the Torah. Masro siyag l'osher. Giving meiser is what holds up wealth. Nedarim siyag l'precious. Making nedarim is what holds up precious. And then it ends up with siyag l'chof mashtika. So I saw brought down from the Medrash Shmuel. He makes the following har in the Mishnah that there's an inconsistency. It lists four things that are siyagim for something else. And it says, Masorah siyag l'Torah, Masor siyag l'Osher, Nedarim siyag l'Precious, and then it changes and says, siyag l'Chachma Shtika. It should have said, Shtika siyag l'Chachma. By all other things, that's what the siyag is. It says, Masorah is the siyag that will protect the Torah. So by siyag l'Chachma Shtika, it should have said that Shtika is the siyag that protects Chachma. Why here, by siyag l'Chachma Shtika, does it switch off and say, siyag l'Chachma Shtika? So the Medrash Shmuel explains, the Kahati brings it down, that by all other things, you're giving, the Mishnah is giving you an atrium. Not, there are other ways also. One of the ways to protect your wealth is to give Maisa. One of the ways to help you in your precious is to make the Dharam. There are other ways also. But when it comes to Chachma, the only Siyag L'Chachma is Shtika. The only Siyag L'Chachma is Shtika. It's the only way. So he says, based on that view. So I sober it down from the Maral. I thought maybe you could give a little bit of a hesber. What's the pshat? That Shtika helps with the Chachma. So the Maral says that a person, when they're speaking, can't think. I guess if a person thinks of something while they're speaking, it's in between the actual words. I guess you have to say that. The Maral says that Dibur is more of a physical thing, and the Seifel is a spiritual thing, and they can't possibly work together. So the more a person is going to be speaking, the less he's going to be thinking. If he keeps quiet with his mouth, so his mind and his Chachma could be increasing as he goes along. So that's what the Medrash Shmuel says over here, that Siyag L'Chachma Shtika, that the only Siyag L'Chachma Shtika. Someone wants to become a Chacham, he has to keep silent. Just one other pshat in the Mishnah over here that the Medrash Shmuel also brings down, and that is that he wants to learn like this. Kol yomai gadalti ben achachomim v'lomotzotzi laguf tov mishtika. That pshat here, laguf, is with tzorchei haguf. V'lomotzotzi, for the tzorchei haguf tov mishtika. That a person has gashmius needs and a person has gufnius needs. The best thing for a person is that when it comes to his gashmius needs, is shtika. Right? That when it comes to Divrei Torah, you should be speaking. When it comes to Inyanei Rufni, so you should be speaking. When it comes to Gashmias, the Tzorchei Guf, that's a diak in the word Guf also, Motasi, the Tzorchei Guf, El Shtika, that a person shouldn't fetch, that it's too hot in the base measure, it's the food's not good enough, that in those Inyanei, Gashmias, instead of complaining about things, the person keeps silent over there and focus on his Dibur, trying to enhance his Rufnius, not on the Gashmias. I once heard on a tape from a friend a beautiful word on the Gemara and Brachos. The famous Gemara in Brachos in the fourth parak, when Rav Gamliel was doing Shiva, he only accepted people that had Tochot Kabbalah. Only people that were outstanding Talmidim, that their inside was, that their outside and inside were the same. And then when Rav Elzer Zayah took over, he let everyone in. So the Gemara says, on that day, it says, Itosvu Arba Mea Safsali. So one said they added 400 chairs, and one said they added 700 chairs. They had either 400 or 700 more Talmidim that were let in. So my friend brought it down from someone else that he made a Hara. Why doesn't it say there were 400 Talmidim let in, or 700 Talmidim let in? Why does it say there were 400 chairs added to the base measures? Or 700 chairs added to the base measures? Safsalim. It should have said 400 or 700 Talmidim, not Safsalim. They wanted to say, so long that they had only people that were Toho Kabaro, the focus in the base measures wasn't on the chairs. The focus was on the learning. They had a chair, they didn't have a chair, it wasn't important. The second they let in the people that didn't have Toho Kabaro, they were on a lower level, all of a sudden they needed the 400 chairs, they needed 700 chairs. The focus was, we need comfortable chairs. The focus changed to Gashmias. And we should all realize that our focus should be the Ruchnias aspects, and when a person is in Yeshiva and tries to grow in Ruchnias, so if the Gashmias is a little lower, it can only help the Ruchnias and help us with our learning and our Yerushalayim.
A Chidah with the Olam, I think this Chidah could change a person's life. I sincerely believe this could change a person's life. I believe every guy, it should be required reading this Chidah. You should probably read it once a day. It's something. It's overwhelming. It's an overwhelming chiddah. When I saw it, I have to be honest, I didn't. I didn't see it a long time. I saw it yesterday. I saw it 2 nights ago. And when I saw this chida, it blew me away. Absolutely blew me away. I have a kabbalah from a rabbi. Usually when you hear something that blows you away, not to give it over. Just hold on to it for a while. So I tried generally to hold on to it for a while, for months, and not to say it over. This chida, I felt that it was too much hashkach. It's on a mishnah that we learned last night. We have an ovis seder. Many of the oyum here is them that goes to the ovis here. And punk that's on a mishnah we learned. So I felt hashkach not to hold it in. Something was on my mind. Something had to do with this. Also, it was on my mind. I felt there were different things that I felt hashkach not to hold it in. So I'm sharing with the oyum. But it's something that it's mavel al arayin. It's something that's hard to express. To hear this chida, it's worth it. This is not a hyperbole. It's not an expression. It's worth it. You came to this yeshiva. It's worth it if you came to this yeshiva to hear one thing. I don't care how long you're here. It's worth it to come to the yeshiva to hear this chida. The chida is as follows. This is something to bear in mind, not for now, not just for now, for your whole lives, for your 120. Please keep this in mind. The Mishnah says as follows. Shimon ben Yoimer, Kol Yomai Gudalti ben Chachamim. My whole life I was raised by Chachamim. He was Shimon ben Yochai. And he says, my whole life. His whole life, not right now, yeah. Not Tati says. He's a Shimon Gamliel, I'm sorry. And his whole life.
I need a watermelon.
Kol Yomai Gudalti ben Chachamim. My whole life I was raised between Chachamim, who was a Gamliel's son, Shimon Gamliel. I didn't find a good midah like shtika, like being silent. Now there's a strange lashon. It should say, "Lematzasi leguf toiv elashtika." Guf. I didn't find a good body silence, or lematzasi for the body good unless silence. But the words are very difficult. All the mefarshim point this out. The words very difficult. Lematzasi dover toiv k'mashtika, midah toiv k'mashtika. It doesn't say that. How do you read the Mishnah? Now, Marashiva years ago, I spoke about the following issue. We spoke. There used to be an Inyan that was known by everybody. Today, it's the most still thing most people aren't aware. Chasidim, special people, used to give their body sigufim. They used to put pains to themselves. There's svarim written on what sigufim to give for what chataim. It's a sefer called the Sefer HaMishkal. It says what to do. They used to pain themselves. It's like a forgotten thing. I once spoke to Mashiva why it is that way. It's unheard of by the masses. But there was such a thing called Sigufim. And I once spoke to Mashiva why it's a forgotten thing, why it's not done anymore. That's a shmuz for itself. But the Chida here says a pshat. The Chida here says as follows. He says that shtika in this Mishnah means silence when somebody says something to you. When somebody hurts you, insults you, says a line that makes you angry. It means silence means to be moichel. And he brings from the Ramak, who is Ramosha Cordova from the Gdolei Mekubalim, he brings the following thing from the Ramak. The Ramak says, this line you have to remember for your whole life. He says the Mishnah is going, the Bartanu already, he's a Rishon, learns the Mishnah Shemei, when it says Shtika, it's going on Shemeya Cherpasai Vishaisik. You hear somebody degrade you, somebody says something not nice to you, Vishaisik, and you're silent. That's the Mishnah means Shtika. So what does it mean, the way to read the Mishnah is Lematzasi Leguf. I didn't find for the body, for the health of a person, Toiv. There's nothing as good as the health, for the health of a person, like being silent when somebody makes fun of you. It's healthy for your body in a physical sense. And he explains as follows, the Chida. The Chida was a Talmud of the Arachayim, lived in the 1700s. He wrote tens and tens and tens of svarim, perhaps 100 svarim. I said 40 to David, perhaps 100 svarim. Chida wrote a tremendous amount of svarim. Chida is from the great, great Achrayim. Svar di Achrayim, from the great, great Achrayim. And the Chida quotes Ramak, who says as follows, "The aim b'chol asiguf metanias." There's nothing equivalent in all the pains and fasting. Dover amachshir anefesh, something that purifies the soul. Umechaper avaynoisav, and it's mechaper all averus. And of all the pains, you can torture your soul, and all the tainias you could fast. You could fast for 10 years, for 100 years straight. Of all the siguf and all the tainias, there's nothing that's machshir the nefesh
umechaper avaynoisav, and it mechaper sins kishemeyav cherpasai, like somebody who hears his embarrassment, the shoysek, but not enough to be quiet. Umeichel and yemeichel. There's nothing in the world, in all the sigufim, in all the tinyos, that's as effective as hearing somebody make fun of, somebody makes fun of you, and you're quiet and yemeichelim, not having tinyos. It's worth more than all the sigufim and tinyos in the entire world. It's ramak. Gdolim kubalim, we knew these things. And the Chida goes on, he says as follows, Ki ein tzadik barzah sheyas asher lo yechta. There's nobody in the world, not a tzadik, didn't do sins. V'tzorach kam sigufim v'tainiyos harbe. The emes, a person needs many pains and fasts. To be mechaper is nefesh, his soul is tainted, is tarred, he has sins. It taints the soul. And he needs pains and fasts to purify the soul. Ay kabolas yisurim v'aniyos. Or he needs yisurim, rachman al-tzlan, to be very sick. Or he needs poverty, the chaloyim, other sicknesses, ukiyotzim, things like that. Asher kol echem me'amar mivavas. Each one's more bitter than death. He needs things that are more bitter than death to purify himself. The person requires these things. Ach, however, zakh dechida, ha'mavra al midoysav, one who is mavra al midoysav, who's moichel, who's shoysik, but not just for silent and inside he's angry. He learns to be moichel people. He's mavra al midoysav. Oichel v'shoysay, eats and drinks. Umisparnes betuv, he could have good parnasa, he could have pleasures in the world. Vavaynoisa miskaprim, and his all his avaynus I have kapar of harachpaze. And he says that the chidah is mayrich. I want to believe that. I want to look this up. I have to get a hold of the sefer Zroya Yamin. It's in the sefer of the chidah Zroya Yamin, and that sefer Zroya Yamin is mayrich on this. He just quotes this part of the chidah. This lekutei shesh quotes this part of the chidah, and he learns pshat in the mishnah loy matzasi leguf toiv. I didn't find anything that's as good for your physical body, the best thing for your physical body, the best thing for your body that you won't require sigufim, pains, you won't require tanesim, you won't require anias. The best thing for your body is to learn to be silent when somebody's mecharef you. We live in a generation of people who walk around bisser. I shouldn't say we live in a generation, maybe it's always man. There are men all over the world who walk around bitter. They're angry at their mother, their father, their aunt, their uncles, their brothers, their cousins, their nephews, their mother-in-law, their father-in-law, their Rebbe, their this, their that. We walk around, the generation of people walk around angry. And they're torturing themselves because of their anger, because they don't know the yisayid of Mavra al-Midaisav, for all their Averis, their Nitfas. Because they need a kapara of their other Averis. If a person would learn, if a person would internalize this, that if he shemeyach erpasa v'shoysik and umaychel, it's mechapra z'avaynis, it purifies his soul. You'd give a guy a hug and a kiss who said a line to you, you'd pay somebody to make fun of you. You'd pay people to make fun of you. If somebody says something sharp, it gets you angry, ooh, you could be braggish, you could be all in anger, all anger, you'd give him a kiss and a hug, and you say, thank you so much. Haflofela, the Ramak. The Ramak says, ain b'chol taneisim v'sigufim. There's nothing of all the taneisim and all the sigufim, like somebody who's shomeach erpasa v'shoysek u'moichel. It's mechaper. Purifies the person, it elevates the person, it makes him a lofty person. Learn to be mighty people, not to be a person with tainas on this one and that. This guy said this, taina, people have tainas in their wives have tainas in the husband, this one has tainas in his chaver, his mother-in-law, his father-in-law, this, and everybody's, no, by one exception, no exceptions. Shonei, and the harder it is, the more kapar it is, the more it purifies, the better of a siguf it is. This is instead of the whole parasha, you could take all the svarim and sigufim and tainiyos and you yates it with this. Be moichel zayin. Be moichel people. Be mavra al midaysav. Learn to be moichel people. It purifies your soul. It changes you. It elevates you. This is such a crucial thing. It's so relevant. I dare to say our times, I don't know, maybe it was always that way. But you see people, so many people with tainas on a business partner, on this one, tainas, and mulli tainas on chaverim. He said this to me. He said it with this voice. And he had the chutzpah to say, be mavra midoysav, be moichel people, it purifies you. It's like 100 tanesim. You fasted 100 tanesim. The Ramak says it's better than kol atanios, than all the fasts. 100 tanesim you just fasted. I'm moichel, give the guy a hug and a kiss. He's purifying you. I'm not saying mitzad achad, you should go around making fun of your friends to purify them. First of all, they might get angry at you and they won't be purified. Don't make it your job to purify people. But you should know, somebody tries to, it says your cherpa, says your embarrassment, it makes fun of you, embarrasses you. Be mavra al-midoysav. It It's a purifying experience. I remember a story. I saw my own father, a man. I told him once about this. There was a Meshuggah who lived in Farakwa. He didn't have walls, Caleb. He didn't have walls. He used to put out a paper making fun of different rabbanim. Like, we were good tainas. He was pretty good. Like, he was a kanoi. I'm not saying he was shogun because he was a bad guy. I went to his levaya. My father said I was one of the 10 by his levaya. Nobody came to his levaya. My father told me to go. I was the 10, one of the 10 by his levaya. He was a shogun in the real sense. He didn't have all his kalim. I don't know, when he was young, maybe did. He had money. He was wealthy. So I don't know how he made. He wasn't fully there. But he used to print out a paper. We used to like come with kanois and different things like he perceived as wrong. But he was good. The guy had good time. Some of the stuff was really good stuff. He'd nail it everywhere. So he held my father couldn't be the rub in the shul. My father was a rub in the downstairs shul. Was another shul upstairs. He didn't like the rub in it. So he felt my father. He wanted my father to come to it. Didn't tell you what got him. We had moved. So he mailed like tons of letters to our old house, which we never got. But he wasn't a liar. In the paper, he would write, "I'm mailing letter after letter. I guess you won't respond." My father never knew what he meant. He wasn't a liar until we realized that he was mailing it to the old house. The kids had butter, but he wrote letters with my father. And I was with my father the first time that we met him in the street. We were walking on Shabbos. My father gave him a Shalom Aleichem in all sincerity. I won't forget it. Certain, you have scenes in your mind for life. We all have many scenes like that. It's a scene in my mind. He gave him a Zaya Shekoyach. I don't remember if he gave him a hug. I don't think he gave him a hug. He gave him a Zaya Shekoyach for writing about him. He felt you're right on. You say good stuff. And if I care, and I appreciate it. Yashikoyach, he's writing, he's blessing him. Lamaisa, he says him a sugar, but it's your name sent all over the place. He mailed these papers everywhere you can. They were plastered everywhere. I fought him a big Yashikoyach. And he was an Ernst Yashikoyach, not Yashikoyach, like a sarcastic Yashikoyach. I appreciate it. I appreciate your work for the klal. It's impressive what you do. You stand up for truth. It was on Reed's Lane. We were on Reed's Lane Street. It's Reed's Lane, not Street, Reed's Lane. He said this Yashikoyach to him. I remember. He said a big Yashikoyach. Maybe I was 13, I was a little kid. Long time ago. I remember clearly his big Yashikoyach to him on Shabbos. I was walking with my father. I remember a different word he said to me on that trip. My father said, probably remember it because I remember this story. He said Yashikoyach. That's it. Mishameach or Pasim is Shoystik or Moichel. And if we do that, it elevates a guy tremendously. It's worth, you went to the mikveh every Friday, it's worth mikvois, it's worth sigufim, it's worth taneis. I should write I have a tzad, I want to just print it on my wall in my house. I want to do this chidah, this ramak and this chidah, something, remember your whole lives. Chazer it over and over, chazer it daily, remember your whole lives, and learn to walk around not to be bitter people, not to have tainas on other people, to learn to be mavra l'daisa. And through that, we'll all talk to the Zaych. We'll be Mavra Midas, we'll Zaych to be elevated, very, very elevated people. The Zaych Hashem, Takim Mechaper, all our Avinus will be Mechaper.
The last mission in the first pack of Abbas, Mishnah Yuches. And Mishnah says as follows. Shimon Galil says, Avshoy Shidvar Maimamayay, the world stands on three things, Allah Din, on judgment, Bala Emes, on truth, Bala Shomen, peace, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Emes, truth, Mishpat, which is Din, and Shalom, Shaftu B'Sharechem, you should judge, you should exhibit in your Sharim, in your gates, in your cities. So the world stands on these three things. I promised Zaylon that we learned earlier in the first part that the world stands on the different three things. And those three things were Torah, Avodah, and Milas Chasadim. So all the Mefarshim were asked to steer up. We actually read it to Chabri Estikasha, the Torah Estikasha. What does the world stand? There's a contradiction here. Does the world stand on Torah, Avodah, and Milas Chasadim? Or does the world stand on Emes, Din, and Shalom? Which does the world stand on? So we said different terutzim earlier, way back when, but I promised Oyel that we'd say a more Mishmaka teretz, we'd say a new teretz when we got to this Mishnah. So I want to suggest the following teretz. I want to suggest that it's really one and the same. Over there it's talking about the actual things that keep the world going. Torah, Avodah, and Milas Chasadim are the things that keep the world going. Torah holds up the world, Avodah, which is Tefillah, Avodah, Shebeleiv holds up the world, and Milas Chasadim, Chesed holds up the world. Over here is a Hezber to what Torah is. It's a Hezber, these things are the requirements to have Torah, the requirements to have Avodah, the requirements to Milas Chasadim are the following three things. So when this Mishnah says that the world stands on three things, on din, on emes and shalom, this is a hesber, it's an explanation in the three things that earlier Mishnah explained. Keneged Torah, this is said by the Mefarshim. Keneged Torah is emes. We'll explain in detail. Emes and Torah are one and the same. The way to get Torah is through emes. So the world stands on Torah, that's the product. The way to get to the product of Torah is emes. The world stands on Avodah. The way to Avodah is through Din. The world stands against Mesasadim. The way to Mesasadim is Shalom. And now we'll explain a little what each one is. And each one is a Yisoid, it's a tremendous Yisoid, each one for itself. The first point, the pursuit of the Torah is the pursuit of emes. Many times, I remember when I was in Beis Medrash, I remember when I was born in Beis Medrash, and I remember you sit there and say there, the first Seder especially, and you don't know what to do. You want to have Gishmak HaMachloikas with Yechavrusa, you want it to be Lebedek, you sit, you stare at the Taisis, should you make up a Kasha, should you, what do you do? Should you start reading through Mefarshim? Where do you go? You read a Taisis, so you try to figure out where you can find something Shver. Maybe if I say, you've tried to think, can you say something very krum that will get your chavrusa angry and then he'll yell at you? Or if he says, can I argue? Can I? You're trying to make it leverage, which is not, Baruch Hashem was sitting and learning. The yisayit of Torah is the pursuit of truth. Pursuit of emes, to have clarity. The yisayit of Liman HaTorah that holds up the world is the pursuit of emes, of truth. You're trying to get the truth shot. There's no such thing people ask, is this a good question? The pursuit of truth. If the question is in the pursuit of truth, it's a good question. If the opinion is an opinion felt because it's truth, it's a valid opinion. And the pursuit of Torah, the goal of first Seder, second Seder, ninth Seder, Bein HaSdarim, is to find the truth of the Torah. What is the Torah saying? What is the Gemara saying? What is the Pasuk Chumash saying? This is true, it helps first Seder. Just try to get the truth shot. Don't force anything. You don't have to force any machlokes that will come. You'll see your way, he'll see his perspective, you'll find. The pursuit of Torah is the pursuit of truth. To get the honest and true pshat, nothing more, nothing less. It's a good Seder if I pursue truth. That's the goal of Seder, nothing more. But I didn't see anything. I pursued the truth. I tried to understand the truth in its full clarity. That's the goal of first Seder. That's the goal of second, it's the goal of all our star. There are people, even in other aspects, there are people who learn Torah. There are people who learn Torah, they want to prove. There's a certain Jew, Gedolim have called and Apikurus. It's not his name, so I'm saying. I heard a certain God call him the Rabbi and Apikurus. There's a certain Jew, he writes articles, and he uses Pesukim the Torah. He uses things for all his causes. He could come up brilliant Vartim, like a brilliant work of Vartim, maybe. A whole brilliance to prove something from the Torah. He uses it, he has an agenda. So all his Torah knowledge is used to support his agenda. That's not Liman HaTorah. The world stands on Torah. What is Torah? Emes, the pursuit of truth. The pursuit of truth. This person is not basing his shittas on what the Torah says. The Torah says what his shittas are. He has his shittas kayim kol. He first, I always, when you learn a sugya, I'm learning Shabbos with Yaakov Metz. A big nisayim we face is some of the halachos of Shabbos we know already. It's a nisayim we face. Because some of the halachos of Shabbos we know already, it's a terrible nisayim already. Because we come in with anachas. We said we already know it's going to be the conclusion. So you don't learn the sugya well enough. I know by muksa, I learned from Shulchan, I learned the Mishnah Berurah. It's a very poor way of learning, knowing the truth, knowing the answers ready. You don't see it in an honest way. And many times, forget everything you know, Tola, forget. Forget the limited amount you know, but I once saw Mishnah Berurah. Forget it. For now, forget it. Learn the sugya, it's the pursuit of truth. Not your previous assumptions come into the sugya. As best as one can, Liman HaTorah is the pursuit, I just want to know the truth. That's Liman HaTorah. And when somebody has an agenda, and then he learns Torah to prove his agenda, and he can show you Avraham Avinu and Gansa psychology and Gansa Pilpulim to show all the things that are his agenda, all the things that he has on his agenda, that's not the pursuit of Torah. That's Torah. Another Nekuda that I want to say on this Nekuda Torah being Emes is we very much push in Kiruv the Geshmak of Torah. And it's true, Drachet, Darchinoyam, the ways of Torah, its ways are sweet. We push a lot how Geschmack Torah is. Torah is Geschmack, the Torah lifestyle, it's beautiful, it's special, it's Geschmack. It's the truth, it is Geschmack, it is special, it's beautiful. But what the bottom line, we pursue Torah is Emes, it's true. Because that's the way it's supposed to be, it's true. Emes. What's the difference? Even at times I don't feel Geschmack, it's Emes, it's truth. The ultimate thing of Torah is the pursuit of truth. Emes, it's truth. Avraham Avinu went around the world. When Avraham Avinu decided to learn Torah, found the Torah lifestyle, he tried a whole bunch of different things. He went around the world and he checked what is true and what is not true. He went trying to, he tried everything. He went to all different places in the world. He may have gone to a ball game. He said, this is not true. He's not Emes. He went here, he went there. He was the pursuit of truth. That's the pursuit of Torah. And if I do, well, it is Geschmack. The truth is the most happy thing in the world. But the old things, when I don't feel the Geschmack, I do it because the truth, because Emes. That's one. The second thing is Avodah. Avodah is Avodah Shebelev. It's emotional. It's emotions. It's the heart. It's the feelings, the irrigation, the mind also. But Avodah is what people today refer to as spirituality. It's a lot of my irrigation and my Avodah Shebelev is getting the heart involved in the service of Hashem. Perhaps I could say, Torah is the machshava, avoid is the lev, perhaps. Avoid is the lev, avoid is the lev, tefillah, it's all hergeshim, rachmona libavoy. And in the heart, if anybody's been to Eretz Yisrael, you go to the Kaisel, you'll meet a lot of interesting people. And you meet people who are yearning for spirituality, Eretz Yisrael in general, you meet fascinating people. And people are searching for spirituality. And in the search for spirituality, they can do every mishigas in the world. And look at the world at large. Lahabdul, not compare those people that throw, maybe look in the wrong place. They can grow wild here and wild there. A little bit of spirituality stay here. The guy never cuts his hair. He could stand on a beam of long shayfer, which I saw in my own eyes. He's looking for spirituality. He's looking for avodah. In the world, look how much murder is committed in the name of religion. They're looking for kilu. Their claim is they're looking for spirituality. And look how much evil is perpetrated in the name of spirituality. And that's why the mission says, Avodah! The world stands on service of Hashem. But what is Avodah din? Avodah has to be based on law. Isn't it interesting? What's Avodah Karbonis? What's the first thing in Avodah Karbonis, which is a very heritage sort of thing? Karbonis, you really sacrificing your own self. In lieu of yourself being an animal. It's full of thought. Avodah Karbonis, isn't it interesting? It's a so-called pig old legs. What are laws here? I'm trying to serve God. Let me bring the carbon. Let me tell you some rules. You read them a list of rules. My heart, come on, man. I'm just trying to have a little spirituality. Let me do what I want. Here are the rules. Listen to your rules. There's pig old, there's nice. They're very harmonic rules. Because Avodah spirituality has to be based on din. There's laws. This can't. Tefillah. Tefillah is all the heart. There's man tefillah. There's man tefillah. Today, now granted, this is for another reason that they made specific words for tefillah. Chazal, I'm just going to say very long. I don't want to go by Riches now, why they did it. But it is a little odd. Tefillah is Avodah Shebelev. You know, let me say what I want. I wasn't, you missed Mashiach, you're not Yotz. Not Yotz. I poured out my heart. I dabbed for 15 minutes. I was crying. I chuckled. I waved my arms. Not Yotz. You missed Mashiach. Not Yotz. I cried, I begged, din. Avodah has to be based, yusan. It has to be built on din, their laws. And if I need a derogation, there's room for Avodah Shebelev, it has to be built on din. That's Avodah. And the third thing is Gemilas Chasadim. Gemilas Chasadim is a tricky one. People want, there's a lot of fame in Gemilas Chasadim. You look in the newspaper, you'll see Rudy Giuliani with a shovel in his hand, how he just helped build a new community center, and his front page at the time, the shovel at the groundbreaking ceremony. Just in case anybody was confused, he doesn't dig, just for the picture. He's not digging when the picture's done. But he holds the shovel. Gemilas Chasadim Givaldig, about Lach of Al-Chesed. Chesed has the motivation many times of being a fame. You get in the papers, the bigger the Chesed, the more you're in the papers. Gemilas Chasadim has to be built on Shalom. Your goal is not to make a splash, not to make a big hit. Your goal is a need, shalom, peace. You're trying to look what's needed by people, to cause peace between people, to cause peace by a person. You're looking to fill a tzayim. Gemilas Chasadim is not what you want to do, you want to make a big splash. Gemiras Chassad is not how about how can you do something that will just shake the root of the world. Gemiras Chassad is built on Shalom. What is needed in the world? Peace between people. What is needed by the people? That's what Gemiras Chassad is based on. To be a person cannot be a goyim or chesed without knowing the needs of others, not understanding others. That's Shalom. That's peace. He has to understand. Gemiras Chassad has to be miusad, has to be built on understanding others. Nobody can be a Baal Chesed and he doesn't understand his roommate. He doesn't understand the pains of his roommate. He doesn't understand what's bothering his roommate. He doesn't understand the conflicts his roommate's in. There's no Gemiras Chassad without that. Gemiras Chassad has to be built on the people around you, on understanding them, feeling them, noisy boilum chaveri. Then there's Gemiras Chassad. So the definition, the world stands Gemiras Chassad, but what's Gemiras Chassad shown? It's built on peace, understanding people, understanding how to bring people together, how to real create, show mixed feelings by people. That's what the sun's built on. Not how to make a big splash. Not how to do something. This will outdo. I have a chesed will outdo them all. Are you attuned to the people? What people's needs are? What's needed for you to do? That's what the sun is built on showing. And that's the end of the first parak.